It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Ted Hinckley, and I've got in studio with me Price City Council member Lane Miller. Lane, of course, if he's here, it's time to start talking Culture Connection. And Ted was great enough to join us over the phone. Ted is the one that has been kind of taking care of all the music at Culture Connection this year. And we're going to talk about this week's band that's coming up, Fat in the Fire. Ted and Lane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, thanks for having us.
And Ted, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day. So
let's get some background on Ted, if people maybe don't know a little bit about you. I'm sure they have heard of some of your work, but let's talk about you for just a moment before we get into Fat in the Fire.
To make a living in music in Utah, you got to wear a lot of hats. I've worked on a lot of movies, a lot of scary movie scores and IMAX movie scores. And so I do orchestra stuff, but kind of over the last decade, I have started to do some festivals and outdoor events and functions, and I've done stuff for over where I live, Spring City. We have a bluegrass festival and a summer series. I do events for Kanab, Utah. I've done some things for Helper. I've done large events. I used to work on Stadium of Fire and stuff like that, and done lots and lots of concerts in Utah. And you get to know bands and have a network, and I like to feel like I utilize that network to the best, to everybody's benefit, just knowing all those bands and from in the studio and from the live stage, I'm able to use that network to bring really good entertainment to the Culture Connection stage.
And it sounds like the Culture Connection this year is going to kind of reap the benefits of your networking. So let's talk about the band that's coming up this week, Fat in the Fire. What can you tell us about them?
So Fat in the Fire, really fun group. I they're difficult to box in. There's bluegrass elements. There's some Celtic elements. They have a little bit of a jazz flair to them because they like to improvise over changes. And little old country. You'll hear a little kind of classic Hank Williams stuff in their set as well. And they're a lot of fun. These guys are seasoned musicians who have experienced a lot of things. And I think they're very entertaining.
And you were telling me before we came on the air that they are all seasoned musicians in their own right, but they haven't really been together that long. Is that right?
Yeah, I met them two summers ago, and they were playing with a bigger group, and then they kind of broke off and started their own thing. And so not as much iTunes stuff, though. I understand they're just getting out of the studio, and so they should have some recordings available soon. They might be able to tell you that they're available at the Thursday concert. But very, very, these guys have supported musicians all over Utah for decades. They're really, really a seasoned group. And they have fun playing, and I think it comes out in their show, and so people will have fun hearing them.
So it's going to be a good time down at the Peace Gardens Thursday when Fat in the Fire shows up. That's what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you.
All right, let's bring Lane in. So, Lane, once again, this is going to be Thursday night down at the Peace Gardens, the second one of the season. How'd the first one go?
Oh, fabulous. I'll bet we had 150 people there at least.
That's what it's all about,
getting
out. And
the music was terrific. Now you know why I'm excited that Ted's around.
Ted,
he's going to do some fabulous stuff for us.
That's right. Ted, I'm going to tell you, Lane has been talking you up a lot. So we're looking forward to this. So what time are things happening down there, Lane?
Music starts at 7. We usually have some food. So come early if you want to eat. We get set up early, but the music starts right at 7 o'clock. We were on the dot at 7 last week.
And then it just rolls through the evening. Come on down, as Lane said, a little early. Grab you something to eat. Grab you a good spot on the grass. Bring your chairs.
Bring your family. We have lots
everybody.
Of kids. Yeah.
And there's, as always, there's plenty of room to dance, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is plenty of room to dance.
So come on down and have a lot of fun at Culture Connection this Thursday down in the Price City Peace Gardens. Ted Hinckley and Lane Miller, thank you so much for joining me today. Ted, I look forward to more conversations about what's going on with Culture Connection and who we can expect throughout the summer. Sir, thank you so much for the time. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. We had a great time last week. I think Price is a town that loves music, and I think we're going to have a really great time through the whole summer.
All right, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks, you guys, once again for coming on out. And once again, Thursday night down in the Peace Gardens, it's time for Culture Connection, Fat in the Fire. They'll take the stage at 7, head down a little early, grab you something to eat, and then get you a good spot on the grass and have a good night of live music. Gentlemen, thank you once again.
Thank you. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.